Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. And of course, I want you to holler at me. So the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, the call-in number, 347-826-7435. Call in, holler at me. Let's talk a taste on it. If you want to holler at me, you can hit me up at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you want to email me and question me, or you can just come on to blogtalkradio.com/smoothdrama. Jump in the chat room, holler at me. Holler at me and I holler back at you. I promise. Unless you're saying something stupid. Then I'll talk about how you in the alley and I didn't stop you from sucking that dick. Oh. Anyway. NBA season starts tonight. Looking good for everybody but the Lakers. If you're a Laker fan, you might want to perpetrate like you've been a Clipper fan all your life. It's going to be a long, ugly season. I'm just saying, no hate, but it is what it is. They are not looking good. I'm excited, although I'm not excited personally for my team, because as a Pacers fan, some of you longtime listeners know, my season is pretty much done. There's nothing really to talk about, but yeah, basketball. Indiana, not this year. Oh, man. If you plan on the basketball team, don't sleep with your teammate's girlfriend. It never works out. Some people in the know what I'm talking about here. Anyway, and while you're doing that, you know, I got to talk about stupid people. You know, the feds had to issue a warning telling people stop taking selfies with bears, because apparently people who visit Taylor Creek in South Lake Tahoe, they try to take pictures with bears. And I'm like wondering why people think that taking a picture with a bear is a good idea. I mean, you know that's Photoshop. You can take a picture of that bear. Then you can have your kid put you in the picture hugging the bear, kissing them, whatever you want to do. Photoshop will hook you up. But instead, I guess there are some people who want to take selfies with the bears. So I have to issue this warning to, and I'm not stereotyping, but I am, to all my Caucasian brothers and sisters out there. Bears will kill you if you get close to them. Please don't do it. It's not a good idea. The feds don't want you to do it. I don't want you to do it. And I'm guessing the bears really, really don't want to take selfies. If they did, they would run up on you, steal your phone, and take a picture. But somehow I doubt they'll do that, because bears don't care about selfies. They care about getting salmon and filling their belly before it's winter time and they're about to go hibernate. Just saying, don't do it. If you want to do it, hey, it's on you when you get stuck up. And speaking of being stuck up, intelligence is on call. There's the brother who, one, he's got his probation officer's number in his phone. And for some reason, he texts asking his probation officer for some weed. And I'm like, who are these people? Because this is like the 11th or 12th time I done heard of something like that. And you wonder why? I mean, are people that stupid where one, I mean, because you've heard the stories, countless stories, people texting the police, calling the police for drugs. And I'm like, obviously, he is that undercover snitch. Because he got the police in his phone and he's texting his probation officer saying, you have some weed. I mean, how you get that number? Where you can personally call the probation officer. See, because this is the part I don't understand. And I'm like, something else got to be going on. Because I've never heard of you having the probation officer's personal number and you calling them and texting them and whatnot. I mean, I know they got to keep track of you, but you ain't got to keep track of them. Maybe it's me. Maybe I don't understand it. But he had to go back to jail, spend some more time with the homie. And I guess that's cool because this generation, they love going to jail and hanging out with the fellas. And I'm like, hey, you know, if you want to hang out with the fellas, it feels good. It feels natural, you know, sharing that cell. Spending quality time doo-dooing in front of each other. I guess more power to you. I personally don't see what's so good about it, but hey, I'm not going to hate on you because it's your thing. You got to do what you got to do. And that's cool with you. It's cool with me too. Just don't perpetrate like you ain't like that. And speaking of perpetrating and dumb people, say his name, Barnabas Davis. This dude in New Jersey, he had 633 wax folds of hair on, but they were all marked with the brand name Ebola. And now we know right now Ebola is the new hot lick word that's out there in the street. You know, it's like the latest scare. Because I remember when it was swine flu, it was bird flu. And then people had to get inoculated for, you know, the flu, this new strain of flu that's coming over. All these different flus that we have to be inoculated for. And now, of course, there's the Ebola. And this dude, Barnabas, I guess his nickname is Hammer Davis, he's accused of attempting to sell Ebola-branded heroin. And I'm just going to say this. If your drug dealer have heroin that says Ebola on it and you buy it, I'm like, do you even need to be on Earth anymore? You obviously don't want, I mean, who buys stuff that says Ebola? I mean, it's not camouflage. That's not how you camouflage anything. You put Ebola on a package or something, it's not like, oh, well, yeah, we're going to let that through because it says Ebola on it. Really? And you buying it? You buying something that says Ebola? See, this is why they had that just say no commercial. It's the prime example right here. Because if you got to have it so bad that you gonna get something, I mean, one, heroin is bad enough on its own. And you getting heroin that says Ebola on it, and it's no big deal to you. Something wrong. intelligence is on call. I'm just saying. And I mean, and that's not even the worst part of, well, it's not horrible by itself. It's just, you know, now they have Ebola vaccine that's supposed to be planned by 2015, millions of doses of Ebola vaccine, you know, and it's experimental. GlaxoSmithKline and the Public Health Agency of Canada, they already conducted their first phase of clinical trials for two experimental vaccines, according to the World Health Organization. And, you know, the United Kingdom and Canada, they undergoing testing on healthy volunteers in the United States. Now, don't people know and understand that this country has a long history of experimenting on folks and not doing right by them? So you're gonna trust experimental vaccines? They say they're hoping to have 12 million experimental doses by the first quarter of next year. Yeah. Now that let's look at it. Let's look at the stats here for a second. You know, in the latest figures that was released Saturday, there have been at least 10,141 cases of Ebola, with 4,922 reported deaths as of Thursday. And Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea account for nearly all the cases. And then they say about 450 health workers have caught the virus worldwide. Of those, 244 have died. That's not a lot. I'm not saying it's bad, but that's not a lot. So why all of a sudden, about 5,000 people have died of this? I mean, reported deaths. I mean, I'm a guess that in what they call Africa is probably double that. But then that's still, what, 10,000? 15,000? It's not really a lot. When we talk about the fact here in the United States, shit, how many gun deaths did we have last year? About a million or two? But we worried about Ebola. I'm like, didn't we just have a shooting up in Washington where a homie texts the homies, hey, let's have lunch, and then he shot all of them? I'm scared of that. I'm not necessarily scared of Ebola. I know I'm supposed to be scared of Ebola, but you got these dudes that I go to the movie theater. Maybe a dude gets mad because he wasn't an extra in the movie and he just starts shooting. You got the quote-unquote popular kid up there in Washington just last week. Text and invite his friends to hang out for lunch so he can shoot himself. And, I mean, we talking about in the United States, we talking about millions of deaths a year. Ebola, 4,922 reported deaths as of Thursday in three countries that none of us are ever going to, but probably not going to go to in the near future. And the health workers, 244 of them died. This is about half. So we talking about 5,000 reported deaths. And as we know, the United States alone, countless amount of deaths. No Ebola. Straight up, I'm taking you off the set because I can. or for whatever reason, you know, I didn't get to play Xbox the way I wanted to play Xbox or anything like that. So, I don't know what's supposed to be scary, what's not supposed to be scary. I'm going to stick with the gun violence here and not knowing why. I mean, it used to be you can get taken off the set because, hey, you're wearing the wrong color or something like that. Now it's like, I ain't got to wear the wrong color or nothing. It's just, you just mad at me because I didn't know who you were. And on that note, we going to go on a break. I'm going to break. I don't know what y'all going to do, but you can hang out and listen to the song if you want. This is Killer Mike, Ghetto Gospel. Preach.
And I'm sitting on the edge of my bed, holding my head, trying to make this cake like a baker and get some bread. My mama said, hustle and dove come with fear. Time to the crime, you better have me prepared. For what comes with it, the killing and co-conviction. Snorting bitches and stitches, often they get acquitted. While the real sent to prison to rot away while they living. And all because I say dope shit, they on a mission. To nail my black ass to the wall with a conviction. I pray the law hear me, but really loud is you listening. Praying when I'm in trouble, I'm speaking with four tongues. I say I'm out the game, but I'm flitching like George Young. I must be in the clutch, singing it's all warm. My mama took me to the roof, they did it with my palm. She put beads on my neck, say they protected me from harm. But fuck this old witch, I went and got a gun.
Oh, Lord. Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Killer Mike, Ghetto Gospel. I say that right? Ghetto Gospel? Yeah, I think I did. Anyway, you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number, 347-826-7435. And speaking of call-in, I was listening around, and there was the Charles Barkley article where, you know, he was talking about black folks, ignorant black folks holding the other ones down because they successful. And people had, you know, reading the comments, people like, he talking about, you know, and he was talking about the Russell Wilson thing and how supposedly they were like, oh, he's a sellout, blah, blah, blah. And he wasn't black enough. And Russell Wilson was like, yeah, I don't even know what that means. And I mean, as somebody who I've always wondered, how do you define blackness? You know, because the definition of blackness nowadays, I guess, if you like that movie Soul Food, you get together with your people on Sunday and y'all eat a whole bunch of food that you don't like, that don't taste good. Well, it tastes good, but it'll kill you. And you talk a certain way, and you, I mean, because I don't know what acting black is, because as a student of history, historically, acting black from its inception, when we talk about Kemet, which means the black lands, which is in what they call Africa, once again, acting black is starting civilizations, building things, being one with nature, and not being capitalistic, money-grubbing whores, allegedly, and trying to be on reality shows and watching reality shows where the loudest person is celebrated and dumb is like, yeah. You know, because supposedly you're acting black if you embrace thugism or whatever the hell that is, which is not black as original black was made and conceptualized, because there's no record of thugging in ancient Kemet. For those of you who don't know, once again, that would be what they call Egypt now and what they call Africa. You know, they always say the Middle East, but no, it's in what they call Africa. It's Kemet. It's not in the Middle East or whatever the hell that is. The Middle East is like saying southeast of wherever. When I was in San Diego, southeast San Diego was supposedly the bad ghetto area where all the poor misrepresented people live. Just like now, they'll say, oh, well, where you live at? Oh, East Oakland, West Oakland. It's like denoting, saying, well, yeah, that's where the poor folks live. It's just not Oakland. I gotta have east or west on it. You can't even talk to folks. Oh yeah, I'm living in East Oakland. When you just say it's just, you say you just live in Oakland. They're like, what part? Why? Why is there a park? There shouldn't be a park. Anyway, I'm digressing here. We're talking about Black and what is a sellout. I mean, I've got my definition of sellout. Some folks don't understand it because, once again, people don't care about history. Because I guess they think history started in like 1865 or something like that. There was the guy, Gabriel Prosser. He tried an unsuccessful slave revolt in 1800. The people who ratted him out, that is a sellout. Denmark Vesey, right after Gabriel Prosser tried it, tried a unsuccessful slave revolt. The people who ratted him out, those would be sellouts. Don't know when that was. Don't know who those people are. Marcus Garvey in the 20th century had 2 million followers here in the United States. His the first agent, 900. J. Edgar Hoover's first Black recruit. Marcus Garvey's first so-called best friend, who was ratting him out and giving him bad advice on stuff, per Hoover. You know, that guy that they made the movie about, that wore dresses and hated all Black people because allegedly he was Black, but we ain't gonna get into that tonight. That's a sellout. That guy who was pretending to be Garvey's friend, or all the people who was hanging out with Malcolm X, Eugene X, all them cats that were on the FBI's payroll. Those would be sellouts. These so-called thugs in the community, in the so-called hood, that always, you know, you always hear that, stop snitching, stop snitching, stop snitching. But they all informant. Texting their probation officer and other officers and saying, do you have some weed? Because they snitching, and because they ruining the community. Because, quite frankly, if you just snitched on these idiots and got them off the street, your neighborhood would be better. They don't want you to snitch because they don't want to go to jail. But they're not making it good. I mean, they not Huey P. Newton. They not Bobby Seale, Eldridge Cleaver, protecting Oakland, protecting your neighborhood. They just sellouts. If you thugging, you selling out. If you robbing and stealing people in your neighborhood, you are a sellout. Russell Wilson, there's nothing that Russell Wilson does that affects you and yours. There's absolutely, positively nothing that he can do, him, Charles Barkley. You pick any of these so-called sellouts, that you pick one, and you tell me. I know you'll have the people that say philosophically they sell out because they're on TV. They don't represent a quote-unquote Black agenda, whatnot. And I will say this. These dudes that you protect in your neighborhood by not snitching, they affect your neighborhood and make it bad. Russell Wilson and any other person you would pick, if they're not working for the CIA or the FBI like a lot of these snitches in your neighborhood are doing, if they not working for them, they not making it bad in your neighborhood. And I somehow doubt Russell Wilson is an FBI informant ruining the Black community. He just plays quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. And, yeah, he's got some unmixed kinky hair. And I don't care. He hasn't murdered anybody. He ain't beat up no women. He ain't knocked no women out in the elevator. None of that. But, you know, that's as one of the so-called dilemmas of being black and acting black, because there's a certain thing that you should be doing for some strange reason. I don't understand it and never will. I mean, for example, there's the woman Lupita Nyong'o, who was in 12 Years a Slave. You know, I guess she's part of some group who is in opposition to a minor league baseball stadium being built in Richmond's former slave trading center, because they want that slave history to be preserved. And my feelings, and once again, these are my feelings. Nobody else ain't got to feel like this. It doesn't matter. My feelings are, if you want to preserve slave history, that's fine. I mean, because, you know, obviously the kids need to know, because if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat the mistakes of the past. I'm with that. But for me, I'm always upset because black history is like, oh, slavery, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. Yeah, such and such created a curling iron. Somebody did something with peanuts. And somebody did something and create the traffic light. But I'm like, what about your long history in what they call Africa now, where you started civilization that everybody has borrowed? Philosophy, medicine, religion, architecture. You know, those buildings, pyramids, I mean, there are pyramids in the Sudan. There are all kinds of architectural, beautiful buildings that are still around. Black people built that. We don't talk about that. Now, if you gonna talk about the slavery, let's talk about the whole, you took people who could have built up that country and made it great as opposed to what it is now and brought them here. Talk about what happened. Talk about your long history of accomplishments. You're not going to just be stuck here in America talking about, yeah, we march, we shall overcome, and all that other stuff, which is fine, but it's empty. And the kids, you can't respond to that. I'm numb to it. It's like, oh, here we go. We're about to talk about some stuff that I know and care about, but let the kids know that, yeah, they built. I mean, because they're only seeing the chain. That's it. Nothing else. And we were more than just, we were enslaved in chains. Way more. So when we talk about preserving that, that's fine. If you're going to have a comprehensive museum that shows what you accomplished way before then, not just, yeah, Richmond was a thriving slave trading post. Let's bring the kids in to see that. No. I mean, you're interested to a point, but it's like, I need to see what did we do that was positive outside. I mean, because it's like focusing on, yeah, our history is just what happened here in America. No, there were the Moors, who ran Europe during the quote-unquote Dark Ages, and they were black, and they ran nations and built wonderful buildings, and they weren't thugging, they weren't ignorant, they were intelligent human beings that ran governments, had rules and laws. Just saying. If that ain't part of it, I can't even hear what you're saying. You know, because it's a definition that I'm not even feeling. You know, it's sort of like, and there's a whole show that I can do on this here. This whole King Tut, they did a virtual autopsy, and they're talking about, oh, it reveals surprises. And, you know, yeah, he was killed mysteriously. You know, and they said they believe he had a rare bone disorder, but it's like, talk about why he was killed. See, because nobody ever talks about why he was killed. As a student of history, I understand that King Tut, who they call Tutankhamun, was part of, he was Akhenaten's son. And Akhenaten was the one who changed from the Amun to Aten, which means the worship of one. I mean, he worshiped one god. He went away from the bull, the worship of the bull god, to one god. He moved the capital to Memphis. Stuff that just never gets talked about. I mean, because technically, if we want to be real technical, King Tut's daddy is the one who started the one god religion. Allegedly, yeah, but it's never talked about. But we always talk about, oh, King Tut, yeah, King Tut, boy, King died under mysterious circumstances. Black history. See, they won't talk. I mean, because once again, you start talking about black history, and it doesn't have anything to do with slavery, and you'll see there's a rich history that's not even touched. Not even touched. Just stuff that could be out there and talked about in general. And nobody wants to touch that. We want to be stuck in this little box. You know, you want to talk about slavery? Talk about the Middle Passage. All them people that got killed coming over. It's not talked about. Hell, talk about the Taino Indians that don't exist no more, or the Native Americans that don't. I mean, talk about how black people were here way before Christopher Columbus. Because it happened. I mean, people think that came over here as slaves, but people came from what they call Africa a long time ago. Because you know that they had ships back in the day. Black people built ships too and went on journeys and did things all over the world like everybody else did. If we're not going to talk about that, once again, I don't want to hear nothing else, because nothing else counts if you ain't going to have the whole equal connotation and comprehensive coverage. Now, on that note, I'm going to go on break because my throat is dry and I'm tired of talking about what is blackness and what is not, because I'm guessing I talked about it and they're like, well, you ain't black. You sounding something. I don't know. This is the Immortal Technique, Leaving the Past.
I would never make it, I would never achieve it. Reality is nourishment, but people don't believe it. I guess it's hard to stomach the truth like a bulimic. It's a dirty game and nobody is willing to clean it. But this is for the paraplegic people dreaming and running. Ladies married to men who don't please them, dreaming of coming. Verbally murderous like David Berkowitz when I'm gunning. Some cowards on the internet didn't think I would sell. Scared to talk shit in person cause they stuck in a shell. And couldn't understand the pain of being stuck in a cell. Hell is not a place you go if you're not a Christian. It's the failure of your life's greatest ambition. It's a bad decision to blindly follow any religion. I don't see the difference in between the wrong and the wrong. Soldiers empty in the clips of little kids and their moms are just like a desperate motherfucker strapped to a bomb. Humanity's gone, smoked up in a gravity bong by a Democrat, Republican, Cheech and Chong. Immortal technique, you never heard me preaching a song. I'm not controversial, I'm just speaking the facts. Put your hands in the air like you got the heat to your back and shake your body like a baby born addicted to crack. And since life's a gamble like the craps tables at Vegas, I freestyle my destiny, it's not written in pages. How far we came to be, as if our people's history started with slavery. Painfully, I discovered the shit they kept a secret. This is the exodus, like the black Jews out of Egypt. I keep it reality based with the music I make. Blow up the truth in your face with the style I run with, like the Navy missile that shot down Flight 800. I'm like the Africans who came here before Columbus and from the 1500s until after the model. I watch Latin America get raped in the sorrow. Spaniards never left, después de Colón. And if you don't believe me, you can click on Univision. I never seen so much racism in all of my life. Every program and newscast, all of them white. It's like apartheid with 10% ruling the rest. That type of stress will make me put the fucking tool in your chest. Step in my way, nigga, I wouldn't wanna be ya. I burn slow like pissing drunk with gonorrhea. I'll do a free show in North Korea, burning the flag. While J. Edgar Hoover politicians dress up in drag, trying to confuse. Making it hard to follow this. Capitalism and democracy are not synonymous. You swallow propaganda like a birth control pill, selling your soul to the eye on the back of the dollar bill. But that'll never be me, cause I'm leaving the past like an abused wife with the kids leaving your ass. Like a drug addict, clean and sober, leaving the stash. Unbreakable technique, leaving a plane crash. I'm out with the black box and I refuse to return. I spit reality instead of what you usually learn. And I refuse to be concerned with condescending advice. I'm the only motherfucker that could change my life. Some people think I won't make it, but I know that I will escape the emptiness. That shit is slow when it kills, the flow and the skill. I made y'all believe it at last. You can make the future, but it starts leaving the past.
Yo, yo, what up, man? This your boy Preacher, and you tuned in to SmoothDrummer.com.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Immortal Technique, leaving the past. But you can leave it, but you gotta keep it with you in your pocket. Speaking to which, I was reading in Louisville. They're like, oh my God, there was a man, he's convicted. He's the first case of human trafficking. He was sentenced on Monday. He had, Justin Ritter had pleaded guilty to trying to sell a 17-year-old girl for sex. Now, human trafficking. One of them words, it's funny how folks want to try and make things what it naturally isn't. Human trafficking is another word for slavery. Every day, all day. You know, when you talk about slavery, let's get back to the definition. You steal people from where they are. You take them from where they were and bring them somewhere else to make them work for you for free. And you get money off of it. That was slavery. It was reported. There was a guy, he did an article talking about the capitalism part of slavery and how reportedly slaves right up to when the Civil War was about to start, slaves were worth in the South up to $1.3 billion in the economy. Slavery. You know, stealing people, making them work for you for free. And they said in Louisville, the first case of human trafficking, because, you know, human trafficking, it sounds so much better than in modern days. The first case of human slavery in Louisville, Kentucky. And as we know, it's not the first case, because there was slavery in America, and they've been selling people in America for forever and a day. And so Mr. Justin Ritter rolling over in his grave like, hey, I didn't do that. I just lived with two women fictionally on the show. Justin Ritter, he got like 3 years for selling a girl for money, and he gave her heroin. You know, and I'm wrong. He got more than 3 years. He got 10 years, but he did the classic sex for money and give him drugs. You know, human trafficking. It's funny how people always want to change the words to make it sound so much better, to suit, make you feel better, because, you know, they're not. We don't support slave driving, which is what that is. And before anyone says, well, what's the difference between pimping and human trafficking? The difference is they didn't go over and steal the girls from somewhere and bring them here. See, because the whole human trafficking is you went and got them from somewhere because someone works for you, and they bring them here, and y'all have a whole network. And then the hypocrisy of it is there was a Judge McKay Chauvin, who sentenced him to 10 years in prison and told him he got to serve 85% of his sentence before he's eligible for parole. She said, well, she gave him a lecture. If you anticipate getting out anytime in the relatively near future, or just not getting knocked out, maxed out, you're going to have to do better than that, because they will not let you go until they're confident that you can live amongst us without being dangerous. Right now, that's a really open question. And, of course, Mr. Ritter, He came out and said, I would just like to apologize to the victim, man. That's it. That's all I got to say. And, you know, I think it's fucking hilarious. Because all this outrage and, oh, yeah, we care about the women here, and but we call it human trafficking and not slavery for what it is. And then we had over in Iran, there's an article where the United Nations and the United States had expressed concerns over the fairness of a young woman named Rehana Jabari, who was executed recently because she was an interior designer, and she got raped by someone who hired her to work in his office. He assaulted her and she stabbed him. And she was held in solitary confinement without access to a lawyer and family for a couple of months. And, you know, I mean, she was treated badly. Her trial execution was scheduled for September 30th, but it was postponed. And then they ultimately killed her recently. The United States and the United Nations expressed concern over that, the fairness of her trial. And my thing is, yeah, that sounds real good. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you support unfairness, but there's the politics involved, because they don't care about Rehana Jabari. They didn't give a shit about her. They care about one thing. It's in Iran, because, as you know, we build in that case of public opinion. Iran treats its citizens so bad. And the people are crying out for the United States to come and save them. And as we know, capitalism, we always need a war. I mean, hell, the United States has been fighting a war since World War II. We just got to pick another war and got to fight somebody. We just got to make up some enemies, got to build up that public disdain for them. So this is why this Jabari is even mentioned in anything, because just one girl in the country, I mean, because I've read several cases, I mean, human trafficking and all these other forms of slavery that have never stopped, actually. They have continued on unabated since the days of slavery's so-called abolishment in 1965. He was freed after they shot Martin Luther King, then he was like really, really free. But I'm digressing. The point being, you know, this fake outrage is politically motivated. It has nothing to do with the reality of caring about folks who are treated badly or unfairly. I mean, case in point, everyone knows about the Trayvon Martin and the Stand Your Ground and what ultimately happened. You know, that bastard, I won't say his name, but that bastard got off with killing an innocent kid who had committed no crimes except for looking like me, slightly younger, but looking like me in a hoodie and walking home. He got killed. The guy got off. He's celebrity, getting offered celebrity contracts and all this other stuff. He's free. Whereas Marissa Alexander, who she was denied a new Stand Your Ground hearing because they said basically she couldn't be covered because basically she couldn't be. And what was her crime? She had a husband who would have a long history of domestic violence, and assaulting her. She fired a warning shot. You know, all kinds of evidence. One, it was a warning shot. He didn't even get shot. He didn't get hurt. He just got his little feelings hurt because she shot at him. She had the nerve to want to defend herself and had to, made the children lie. And he has a long pattern of violence and lying to law enforcement and instructing the kids to lie. They said it didn't meet the legal standard to merit a new hearing. Where's the outrage for that? A woman getting beat by her husband, the father of her kids. And I'm going to keep championing this. I'm sorry. You talk about somebody in another country that you don't really care about except for you want to create another fake war. I mean, you got this situation right here. A guy kills somebody. He don't go to jail. She fires a warning shot. She gets 20 years in the same state, same circumstances, trying to stand your ground and defend yourself. Now, is it racial? Yeah. Because I'm guaranteeing if she wasn't what you call African American, she wouldn't be in jail if it had been anything else. So she would have been another ethnicity. I can say that with the utmost confidence. And it's a shame that Miss Marissa Alexander is going to do time. Why? Because she stood her ground. This other bastard does no time. I mean, same application of the law. He kills an innocent person, doesn't go to jail. She shoots towards a guy, leave me alone, goes to jail. He didn't get hurt. He didn't get killed. I mean, maybe she should have killed him. If she killed him, maybe she would have got off. Because apparently, warning shots, they don't count. You gotta close the deal. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And keep your head up. I'll be back next week. Same time, same bat place. This is F the N word. This is Smooth Drama. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.